Hey, welcome back to the Virtual Assistant Academy. You're doing great so far. I want to talk to you guys now on how to identify your RGA or your revenue generating activities. In business and as well as life, I find the biggest goals often have the most simple formulas. If you want to make more money, all you have to do is invest more time in your RGA, activities that make you money. In this training, I'm going to show you the exact steps to identify your RGA. As part of the Virtual Assistant Academy, you've got a worksheet that will really help with this very, very important exercise. Step number one, for 1 week, write down everything that you do. Think of this as a journal on how you spend your most precious resource, time. Break it down into three manageable chunks. Morning, afternoon, and evening. Set aside 20 minutes to jot down what you did during each part of your day. How long did it take you to complete these activities? Approximately, you know, just put a ballpark in there. Which of these tasks made you money and which of these didn't? This is absolutely crucial to learn and know, because when you identify which of these tasks made money and which didn't, now you'll be able to focus on your RGA. Of all the tasks that you perform, which of these tasks absolutely require your personal touch? There's a few things to note here to really maximize the effectiveness of this exercise. I want you guys to include your personal activities as well. This is stuff like cleaning, cooking, getting groceries, and setting up your personal appointments. Some of your tasks will pay you, but it is not necessary for you to complete those tasks. I love these tasks. Those are the tasks that I delegate to my assistants, and now my money is working for me, making more money. I want you guys to include the total time invested. For example, getting groceries also requires you to get into a car, find parking, sitting in traffic. So really think of yourself as an accountant doing an audit on your time. The more thorough you are, the more you will learn about your habits and the more you'll be able to do in a day in the future. Success requires planning. The better that you plan, the more results that you will see. I want you to really take this part of the training very, very seriously. It's easy to say, oh, I know what Frank's trying to say. I know what I do in a day. I get the idea of this exercise. I see what Frank is trying to see me, to teach me. And deep down, I already knew a lot of this. Let's get real, guys. Allow me to be frank with you. If you already knew this, then why are you taking this course? You're taking this course because you have not yet applied those lessons. The game of business is giving you real-time feedback. If you're swamped with work right now, you have not yet applied the knowledge that you have. Knowledge is not power. Application of knowledge is power. Do the exercise. Commit to the exercise. Nobody can do this for you. This is a one-time investment of your time, your energy, and your knowledge to find out a lot about you and your business. This exercise, it changed my life. It gave me control of my time, which gave me the freedom to invest my time wherever I wanted to. This exercise put more money in my bank account. Because of this exercise, I was able to travel the world, start and scale multiple businesses, and provide a better life for myself and those around me. Do not skip out on this test. It is easy. All it costs is 1 hour per day, split up into three 20-minute intervals just for 1 week. You can do this, guys. I know you spend more time looking at everybody else's success on social media, especially for more than an hour a day. So why not create your own success and be an inspiration for others? Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to the Virtual Assistant Academy. In today's module, we're going to talk about how to focus on your RGA, your revenue generating activities. Now that you've identified your RGA by taking an inventory of your time, you can now move on to the next step, which is focusing on your RGA. To focus on your RGA, You're going to take the information that you learned about yourself and your business from the previous step of identifying your RGA in the previous exercise with the worksheet that was included. You're not just watching these videos hoping to apply these lessons by reverse osmosis, are you? That's not how this works, guys. You've got to put the work in to get the best results. Stop this video right now and go complete the identifying your RGA exercise and worksheet if you haven't already. I'm going to pause for just a bit and enjoy myself while those of you who are not yet caught up, pause now and finish the previous exercise. It is a crucial cornerstone of the foundation of your new business operations and freedom lifestyle. Okay, I'm gonna take you on your word that you're gonna pause it right now and finish the previous exercise. All right, are we back? Did you finish the last exercise? I hope you guys are really not just breezing through this and really putting the work in. Here's where we start to level up. Are you ready? I am. And I'm excited for you and your new journey of owning your time and creating your own freedom in your business and in your life. This exercise has a worksheet called Focus on Your RGA. That's going to help you gather your thoughts and make applying all these new concepts into your life an absolute reality. By now, you know what you're doing on a regular basis, which tasks pay you, which tasks don't pay you, and where your personal touch is required. For all the tasks that don't pay you and your personal touch is not required, these are tasks that must be immediately delegated to your assistants. The growth of your business, your overall happiness, and not to mention your sanity depend on you taking action on this immediately. Every single second that you spend on these tasks is a second that is taken away from growing your business. It is the equivalent of a CEO assuming the roles of a janitor and a secretary at their billion-dollar company. It is just not the best use of your resources. These tasks that don't pay you and your personal touch is not required are what we call $5 to $20 per hour jobs that keep you from making the big bucks, meaning you can pay somebody anywhere from $5 to $20 per hour to handle these jobs that are slowing you down. You may find someone to do these tasks for you. However, you may also find some tasks that do pay you, but is not necessary for your personal touch. This is a strong clue of the direction that you should be headed. The more opportunities that you create for your business where your personal touch is not required to make money, the more money you will make, the more people that you will serve, and the less time that you will have to spend in your business to enjoy your lifestyle. Your true RGA are the tasks that pay you, and your personal touch is absolutely required. For me, when I was selling homes as a residential realtor with RE/MAX, this was me picking up clients at an airport, physically unlocking doors and building relationships with my clients over sushi and sake. Howdy, y'all, and welcome back to the Virtual Assistant Academy. In this lesson, I'm gonna talk to you guys about $10 tasks versus $1,000 tasks. A $10 task is a very simple task for your business that is required to withstand its operations. This could be stuff like making order supplies, going to the store to pick up something for your business. It's also answering the phone, sending emails, sending invoices, following up with leads, scheduling appointments. Those are something that you should pay a secretary or an administrative assistant to handle for your business, which lead to the $1,000 per hour jobs where you're at the negotiation table with one of your business owners that you serve, doing some consulting and proposing you guys working together. Or it could be you joint venturing or collaborating with somebody in your sector or your space to generate more awareness and funds for your business. That is a $1,000 per hour task, and your job, your mission, is to remove all of the $10 per hour tasks and focus only on the $1,000 task. It's a very simple formula. The more you spend time on doing $1,000 tasks, the more money you're going to make. Outsource all of the tasks that are literally beneath your pay grade and focus on the tasks that are going to pay you a lot more.